Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Am I on? Okay. Okay. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, Father, we thank you to come into your house to worship you, Father. We thank you that you set things up that way. Father, we like the way you do things decently in order, Father God. Father, we love you and praise you and thank you, Father God, for Jesus, for the Holy Ghost, Father God. Thank you that we can spend eternity with you, Father God. I know we are thankful. We are thankful. Lord, I pray that you speak through me what you want, Father God, and leave off what you don't want me to speak, Father. And Father God, give your children listening hearts, ears, and minds, Father, to take in what the Spirit is teaching, for he is the great teacher. And I thank you for that, Father. I thank you. In Jesus' name, Lord. Amen. Amen. Okay. I have just one tiny funny. I'm not sure if I get it or not, but you guys are more clever than me. This is a pastor's blooper, not our pastor's blooper, just a pastor's blooper, okay? Let us join David and Lisa in the celebration of their wedding and bring their happiness to a conclusion. Sorry. Oh, you guys got it. This is good. Okay. You know, I'm teaching on honoring your pastor, part two. And I know some people recap, but I'm not going to because there's CDs out there and you can get it if you choose to. Okay. Now, I'm going to start off with Ephesians 4:8. When he ascended on high, Jesus ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. He himself appointed some as apostles, some as prophets, some as evangelists, some as pastors and teachers, to shepherd and guide and instruct. Your pastors, and forgive me if I say, sometimes I say pastor or sometimes I say pastors, just forget that, okay? Because, I mean, we have two here. A lot of people only have one, okay? Your pastors are a gift straight from God. How can you honor and esteem them? One way, this is one way. I'm going to show you many ways, okay? One way is walk in love with one another. Philippians 2:2 says, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, and of one mind. The Passion Translation of Philippians 2:2-4 says, the Passion Translation. So I'm asking you, my friends, that you be joined together in perfect unity with one heart, one passion, and united in one love. Walk together with one harmonious purpose, and you will fill my heart with unbounded joy. He said that twice now, unbounded joy. Okay. Notice that Paul said that joy twice. It fills his heart with joy. Oh, I'm sorry. Here's the rest of the scripture. Okay. Be free from pride-filled opinions, for they will only harm your cherished unity. Don't allow self-promotion to hide in your hearts, but in humility, put others first and view others as more important than yourselves. Now, and it goes on to say, abandon every display of selfishness. Possess a greater concern for what matters to the others instead of your own interests. That brings joy to your pastors. Okay. Okay, and Ephesians 5:2 says, and walk in love as Christ also loved us Ephesians 4:32 says, "Be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you." Wow. Okay. Another way to honor your pastor, and he is to be honored because he's a gift from Jesus, stay out of strife. Proverbs 17:14 says, "The beginning of strife is as when water first trickles from a crack in a dam. Therefore, stop contention before it becomes worse and quarreling breaks out." Proverbs 20:3 says, "It is an honor for a man to cease from strife, by handling situations with thoughtful insight. But any fool will start a quarrel without regard for the circumstances." Okay. One way to stay out of strife is, as Pastor always says, keep your mouth shut. Keep your mouth shut. Okay. Now, if you do get offended, go somewhere and say, "Lord, I choose to forgive them. I don't want to get in strife." Pastor always teaches, let it go. Just let it go. Walk away, let it go. Okay. Now, you know, when you forgive them, forgiveness is a decision. It's not a feeling. You do not have to feel like it. It is a decision, according to the Word of God. Not a feeling. You don't have to feel like forgiving. It is a decision to honor God's Word to forgive them. Okay. Next, how to honor your pastor. Give faithfully to your church. It is nice to have air conditioning in the summer. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for air conditioning. Every time we come back from shopping, me and Ish, we walk in our house, we say, thank you, God, for air conditioning. Okay. And heat in the winter. Pastor is blessed when the bills of this church are paid. And the building upkeep, that includes the building upkeep. Listen to this, it brings him joy. Remember that, it brings him joy. Okay. We also give to many, this church is a giving church. We give to Orphans Promise. We give to Israel. We give to Valley Rescue Mission, Victor Mwangi in Kenya, and that Spirit Radio that I read about this morning, and St. Jude Hospitals, and any other source or mission that pastor is led to give. We are a giving church. Okay. So it honors him when you are faithful to give. Another way you honor the pastor, remember again that he is a gift from God. Another way you honor him is when you invite and bring people to church. Now listen to this. Now don't be afraid that the Holy Ghost is going to do something wild. You may be thinking, Jim, which I have thought this, I am not kidding you. You may be thinking, gee, I hope when nobody gets up and runs around and hoops and hollers while my friends that I just invited to church today. Haven't you? No, okay, maybe you haven't. Okay, but I have. I'm sorry. Oh, Lord, please don't let him run around. Okay, but let God be God. Okay. Right. He knows who is going to be there that day. He knows you brought that friend. So invite people, even if you think, and invite people, even if you think to yourself, nah, they probably ain't going to come. God can change their mind. So invite people. It brings pastor joy. Next, stay hooked up to the church. No church hopping. Grow where you are planted. And this is in the scriptures, Psalms 92:12-13. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the house of our God. Those who are anchored, they shall even flourish in old age. What would happen if you had a nice little plant and you put him in a pot, and then 3 days later you took him out of the pot and put him in another one. 3 days later you took him out of the pot and put him in another one, put him in another pot. It would never take root. It would wither up. So you need to stay planted in your local church so you can grow strong and sturdy and mature in spiritual matters. That's God's plan. That is His plan. And it brings the pastor joy. Another way to honor your pastor is Galatians 6:6. Let him who receives instruction in the word of God share all good things with his pastor, which is, it says, teacher, contributing to his support. That's in the word of God. 1 Corinthians 9:14 says, so also the Lord directed those who proclaim the gospel to get their living from the gospel. Now the church pays the pastor his salary. Okay, but you can bless your pastor personally out of thankfulness that he teaches you the uncompromised word. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, 1 Corinthians 9:11 says, Paul says this, if we sowed spiritual things to you, is it too much if we should reap material things from you? That's in the Word of God. Okay. Another way you can honor your pastor, and I ended with this, but I'm going to put it again. Pray for him. Pray for them. Pray for them. It doesn't matter how long you pray. Pray. Pray every day. Pray maybe a couple times a day. Pray for them. So it's to your benefit because they are trying to hear from God to bring you exactly what's going to be your next step. Listen to this. Romans 8:26-27. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. He makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. God's will is being prayed for our pastor when you pray in tongues. Just say, Lord, I want to pray for the pastor and I don't know how or what. Just start praying in tongues. It is praying His will for the pastors. Paul said in Ephesians 6:19, pray for me that utterance be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. And I pray for that. I pray for that every time Sunday, Sunday night, Sunday and Wednesday. I said, Lord, give pastors utterance to speak boldly. Boldly, gospel of Jesus Christ. So pray that God would give pastor utterance to speak boldly the gospel of Jesus Christ, and pray according to 2 Thessalonians 3:1. It says, finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord will have free course and be glorified. Another way to honor your pastor, obey your pastors. Remember, God flows through authority. And Hebrews 13:17 says, obey those who rule over you and be submitted, for they watch out for your souls as those who must give an account. Well, I'm going to tell you something. A while back, I believe before a lot of you came here, we had a wolf. But I want you to know what our pastor did. He hawked him. He watched him. Because, see, he don't want nobody stealing his sheep, messing up his sheep, because he's the under-shepherd.
Yeah.
We have a good pastor here.
Yeah.
Honor him. And he hawked him, and he prayed, went to spiritual warfare, and he prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. That wolf left without touching the sheep. We have a good shepherd here. Honor him. Okay, Amplified says, Hebrews 13:17, Amplified says, obey your spiritual leaders and submit to them, continually recognizing their authority over you, for they are constantly keeping watch over your souls and guarding your spiritual welfare as men who will have to render an account of their stewardship of you. The rest of the scripture says, let them do this with joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable for you. Boy, I'm talking about a long time ago when I learned this scripture, I thought, boy, I better shape up, you know. I mean, you know, we all want things to profit in our life, every part of our life, you know. Don't cause your pastor grief. The scripture said, let them do their job with joy. So if they are joyful, that would be profitable to you. It would be to your benefit. Remember, your pastors are a gift from God. Honor them, esteem them, obey them, listen to them, pray for them, be faithful to be in the services, be on time. It honors God and it honors pastor to be on time. It brings him joy. Be in unity with the pastors, in one accord and one mind with each other. Love the pastors, love each other. Let them do their job with joy and not with grief. When you honor your pastors, you honor Jesus. He's the giver of the gift. Yes. Jesus is the one who will reward you. God gives us grace for everything he told us to do in the Word. He gives us grace. God is a gracious, gracious God. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I'm sorry, but I just delivered this, not the best you could, but I don't know, I just delivered it, Father. That's all I can say. And Father God, the Holy Spirit is the one who imparts. And I thank you, Father God, that our pastors, Father God, will be honored the way you want them honored. Help them, strengthen them, Father, each and every day, Father. And thank you, Father. Thank you for them. In Jesus' name, Lord, amen.